Hi and welcome. This is Lauren Jubilier with your astrological energy report for the Cancer solstice. And I'm happy to be here with you and wishing you a season of love and connection and beauty and health and adventure and the ability to not take yourself or anything else too seriously. And let's just take a few moments to breathe, maybe five counts in and five counts out. And take a moment to just consider what you might be grateful for in this moment. I'm grateful to all of you and really everyone here on the planet at this time. We've all come here for this time, knowing that we are assisting with a massive evolutionary process for humanity and all of life. And that may our lives be a benefit to this planet, to all life on this planet. May our lives be a benefit to our descendants and our ancestors. And may we just find the ability to be at ease and present and to source our security from within. And as the sun moves into Cancer on June 21st, this sign, Cancer, is the sign of Big Mama, the aspect of the divine that is the mother who asks you, will you love and care for yourself as I love and care for you? Will you be willing to take in nourishment? For when you take in nourishment, it really raises your vibration. So I always come to you at solstices and equinoxes because they are the birthdays of the new season. And the energy present at the solstice, the astrological energy, is with us over the next 3 months. And also some of the astrological alignments that happen near the solstices and equinoxes get kind of whipped into the batter. And so I'm going to be talking to you about the new moon on June 17th and 18th, because that energy is going to be with us all season as well. So at the solstice, the sun really stays in one place on the horizon line for 3 days. And people from traditional cultures knew that at solstices and equinoxes, the veils between the worlds became very thin and the energy became very alive and expansive and the frequencies raised and the energy for creation and manifestation multiplied. In the times that we're living in, something else is happening, and that is the energies, the galactic energies that are available to be absorbed into the meridians of the earth and the meridians of our body exponentially expand. And we start to feel this about 30 days in advance of a solstice or equinox and 30 days after. And so you might have been noticing, I don't know about you, but for me, I start to feel a quickening. And I also start and a lot of energy moving through my body. And I also, you know, that current of light tends to dislodge in me what doesn't match it. And it's a time of great revelation, usually for myself. It's a journey. It's a really deep inward journey, where I am really being asked to love myself more deeply, even those aspects of myself that I don't like very much. And I hope that you too find this energy of this loving Cancerian energy holding you and supporting you and assisting you with finding deep nourishment from nature, from community, from friendships, from relationships of all kinds. And so Cancer is all about responsible nourishment and giving love and care from a place of responsibility and commitment. This archetype expands our empathy. It expands our loving heart. And at this point in time, the solstices and the equinoxes happen at the galactic on the galactic cross. And the summer solstice happens at galactic edge. And this is a place that is a stargate or a portal that pulses in galactic frequencies of love. It really is seeding the planet with the energy that we need to expand and grow and evolve into the beings that we need to be to bring about the most fulfilling reality for all. And it pulses through fairly intensively. And this can only happen, you've heard me say, and I'm just going to say it again. The solstices and equinoxes are at these stargates on the galactic cross only every 26,000 years, the way that they are. And it helps us to know that we are at the beginning and the ending of a great cycle. And the cycle has to do with consciousness, that we're shifting into a new consciousness. The midpoint of this was 1998, and there are 72 years on either side. So it's 144 years of rapid evolution, growth, and change. And so most of us, you know, between 1930s and 2070, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't plan on being here in 2070. My mission will be complete on this planet, most likely. And so we are here during this in-between time when we are shifting into the beginning of a new cycle. And when that happens, we have agreed to heal, to clear, to own who we are, to own our inner divinity, and to release all of the habituated patterns that we have adopted, all of the conditioned tendencies that have been passed down to us through our ancestors, but also what we have absorbed by living in a culture. Each of us in our own way have taken on a small piece of that to transform and transmute within ourselves and to recognize the light that we are and always have been, that's always present in all times, is growing stronger, and our awareness of this is growing stronger, but also our awareness of what we are transmuting is growing stronger. So the Cancer solstice sits on galactic edge, which is this magical stargate that pulses in starlight from the sun and pulses in light from the outside of our galaxy, raising our vibration and ushering in new light codes. We are the seed people. These light is bathing us. We are the seeds of the new earth, and we are here. We are planted in the earth, and we are bringing these changes. And so the solstice time is a time when we're growing very rapidly. And I want to talk to you about the Gemini new moon that is occurring on the weekend, June 17th and 18th. And hopefully you will have this in your email by then. So the Gemini new moon, Gemini is all about our ability to shapeshift. And Gemini is a very multidimensional frequency and archetype, and is all about communication and creativity. And this new moon happens to be also sitting at the galactic edge, as well as the sun. So that's very unusual for the moon, the new moon, to be very close to the solstice and also sitting at galactic edge, sitting on the stargate at this time when we are planting these seeds, these new intentions at the new moon. So the new moon in June 17th and 18th is also pulsing in, is a portal for this new cosmic energy pulsing in light of the sun and the moon. So it's a major ingredient in this, the cauldron of the Cancer solstice. And Gemini is a very fast moving energy. The other thing that's happening is, so we've got the sun and the moon in Gemini on June 17th and 18th. We also have Mercury in Gemini. There's a lot of very fast moving, Gemini is very fast moving, very mental, lots of information, can sometimes feel like too much information that can kind of shift the mind into overload. And so it's very important that you find ways, if you find that you are having a lot of mental chatter, too much mental chatter, make sure that you make really conscious choices about what tape loops you're going to follow with your energy and your life force and your attention. So Saturn is squaring Mercury at this time, and Saturn is basically requesting of us to choose deliberately where you place your attention, to become the disciplined observer, that we have this opportunity to shape shift, to shift out of the shapes that we habitually find ourselves in. And Gemini is the shapeshifter. And, but also there's just a lot of energy that is about helping us to be aware. So, you know, when we are at a threshold of change, and culturally and collectively, we are, and we are for our entire lives. But every time, but the wheel keeps turning, and the energy that's coming in is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And the energy for change and transmutation is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And those that are not working with this consciously, are becoming more and more resistant to those changes. And we certainly see this playing out in our culture. So, new moons are new beginnings, and it's a really great time for catching the new energies. Gemini is associated with the Fool card in the Tarot, which is about leaping into the unknown and trusting that you will be supportive, even if you don't know where exactly you're going, even if you find yourself in an unbounded state, you know, culturally and collectively, and many people that I'm speaking to, it's like the ship has left the port and we're out at sea. And we know that we're being led and guided, and we're trusting the signs and the synchronicities and trusting our hearts. But sometimes it gets scary because we have no assurances. We just have these signs, these astrological signs, and prophecy signs. So we know we're moving into this beautiful time, but we need to trust. And Gemini is about accentuating that trust, that leaping into the unknown, that ability to tell a new story and to tap into creativity and to shift your perception. This time is, this energy around solstice is about shifting perceptions into something that feels more nourishing, a story that is where we are heroes in this story, assisting the evolution of consciousness on this planet. And what that sometimes looks like is that we are thrust into places in our own psyche that feel contracted, or that feel that are carrying old wounds that need to be felt, loved, understood, bringing the presence of compassion and gently releasing and continuing to step into that unknown. So, also just a few days before the new moon, the dwarf planet Sedna is moving into Gemini as well. And she can only be here every 11,000 years. I'm not going to say too much about this, but that Sedna was an Inuit goddess who experienced profound betrayal at the hands of both her husband and her father. She experiences intense rage, resentment, grief, and betrayal. And she is supporting us in unfreezing our emotions and feeling them, and then transforming them into forgiveness and love and freedom and understanding. and joy. And so she's very prominent at the time of the new moon and at the time of the solstice. So I bring her up. And so you may be feeling like you are unfreezing. Things that have been deeply buried may be unfreezing to be felt and understood and released. You may not even know where all of this might be coming from, but welcome. Welcome all that is arising. But also Gemini's about this multidimensional rainbow energy that is super creative and playful and reminds us not to take it all too seriously. So this new moon is about supporting us in creating new perceptions, new understandings, new neural pathways. Now, at the time of the new moon, we also have Neptune squaring the sun and squaring the moon. And Neptune is also squaring these portals, these gateways, these on the galactic cross. And so Neptune is bringing in also this unfamiliar energy that is like starlight, that is like rainbows, that is this very soft, well, it's strong, but it's inviting us to soften our perception, to soften our hearts, to see the bigger picture and to dissolve some of the hardened places that we have gotten frozen into through living a life that's had some trauma. And that continues. You know, we are waking up more and more to the challenges of the times that we're living in, including wild shifts of the climate and war and the political systems really revealing incredible amounts of deceit and not telling the truth and corruption. And it's about softening your energy in relationship to all of this and expanding into that multidimensional, that place that is bringing nourishment. Neptune, the positive polarity of Neptune, which is very present at this new moon, squaring the new moon, is about resting in that felt sense that love is what is fueling everything. I once sat with a friend and we got into this really expanded state and we were like kind of talking about different challenges we were having. And we were like, wow, the answer to everything really is love. And when you experience that more than just knowing it, it's really profound. And that is the invitation through this season of summer. So Neptune is about love, expanding love, compassion, kindness, expanding our capacity to know from a place of inner guidance and following that guidance. It isn't a time that you can, so with Neptune squaring the moon and the sun at the new moon, if you attempt to understand all of what I'm saying or all of your own life, just through your mind, you're going to get very confused and very frustrated. And you might find yourself dropping into old tape loops that are like, I'm not enough for this. I'm afraid of this. It's not going to work out. Things are going to go to, you know, things are going to hell in a handbasket or whatever it is. And just know that whenever we're at a threshold, individually or collectively, those mental tape loops, the monkey mind gets strong. It greets us at the threshold and says, you're sure you want to take that leap? And so our job is to really focus on what's really important to us, really focus on trusting that we are those change makers, that our lives are dedicated to transmuting and bringing these changes through, and that our lives are a blessing. And whatever is most important to you, you want to be focused on that and to make choices, disciplined choices, not to follow the tape loops. I can't sometimes see them as like a train. You get on the train, maybe you get on the I'm not enough train, or it's not going to work out train, or I'm afraid of betrayal or failure, or most of our fears are about betrayal or being left alone or not surviving or not being able to meet the moment. So it's a, you know, do you follow that train? Because that train will take you off into a place that might feel very contracted, where your shoulders might get tense and your jaw might get tense and your belly might tense. And what this new moon is asking of all of us is to pay attention to that, observe this, and then make a choice to shift your, to shape shift into a new shape, a shape of gratitude, a shape of surrender, a shape of joy, a shape of the willingness to be present. And if you could imagine, what would the shape of presence be if you were to move your body or take a physical shape of presence? Just take a moment to experience that. And take a few deep breaths. And allow that breath to soften your shoulders, your jaw. You can place your hand on your heart, maybe, and on your belly. When you find yourself in moments where your mind is moving very quickly, trying to take in all of the information that's coming through, slow it all down, take a few deep breaths, ground yourself. Allow yourself to soften and drop into your heart, drop into presence, and invite a new perspective, invite a new experience, and invite your mind to focus on what is most important to you, what qualities you would love to experience, whether it is joy, presence, peace, stability. So this Neptunian energy is this crystalline energy that is healing, and it is supporting us in dissolving some of those old tracks, and brings a feeling of unconditional love and brings with it a communication from your higher self, from your guides and your teachers. It is all about accessing source energy, Neptune squaring the stargate of the galactic cross and also squaring the sun and the moon at the new moon is inviting us to experience bliss, healing, oneness. It also really opens up greater psychic sensitivity and supports us in dissolving into a new shape. Now, the shadow of Neptune, or the lower octave of Neptune, is confusion. We're like being asked to move forward without knowing where you are going or how you're going to get there. And sometimes what happens is that we contract when, and we want to know, we want the answers. And how is this going to happen? And how's that going to happen? And can I do this? And just, and then the mind gets really, very involved. And that's when the stress comes. So I'm really kind of expanding that for you to look at in case that starts happening. You want to just really invite your mind to slow down. Choose deliberately where you place your attention and know and invite yourself to shift into a place of openness to the source energy coming in, openness to communication from your higher self. This is a great time for your mind to be able to communicate very clearly to you and to translate the messages that are coming from spirit, and can mediate that place between the heart and the mind. So there can be very deep understanding, but not necessarily in a rational, logical way. Neptune dissolves those old paradigms, that old habitual thinking and the old habitual doing. So you want to be making space for those intuitive messages as well as making space for some fun and some play and for some magic to happen and new connections and trusting the unseen. Because that is also really amplified by this new moon. It's also a time of recognizing and observing the habitual mind and shifting the shape that you're in. We have these conditioned tendencies that served us well at a certain point in our life, but now we're creating new neural pathways, new mental pathways, new energy pathways, and we're at a choice point. Because if we unconsciously travel on those old pathways, what's happening right now is that we're seeing the results of that more and more clearly and more quickly. And so it is up to us to make conscious choices to see what those old patterns, what those old conditioned tendencies and shapes costs us. So we also have, now we're moving into the solstice on June 21st, where the sun moves into Cancer, which I talked about. And now we're going to talk about what other astrological influences are happening at the solstice. Well, what we have is the moon, Venus, and Mars all in Leo, as well as Pallas Athena. And I want to invite you on June 21st to look up at the crescent moon, and you will see a beautiful star, a beautiful planet right near the moon. If you put a fist up, you'll see Venus blazing brightly. And this is a time of transmission. This is a time of transmission from your crown chakra. Again, there are these themes that keep repeating themselves. It is an amazing time to get communication from your higher self and from spirit. But it requires us to slow down and be present and shift away from the mind as the old mind and shift into the new mind. Energy is streaming in from our higher selves during this particular solstice, and transmitting the diamond light streaming in from the crown. It is a time of great creativity and fiery self-expression. So again, the moon, Venus, Mars are all in Leo at the solstice, as well as Pallas Athena. Pallas Athena is the great translator. Again, this is another theme. She translates the messages coming from spirit, so that we can understand them. That's one of them, you know, and she's in Leo, so she's blazing brightly. And so Leo is about creativity, leadership, radical, radiant, healthy self-love, generating warmth, generosity. Is about inviting us to have personal competence, inviting us to be willing to show up and be visible, and to own the gifts that you have and to own your worth. And this particular moon and Venus and Mars, well, Venus and Mars are squared. Well, they're squared by Uranus and Jupiter. And so we are being asked to free ourselves from what has felt burdensome, freeing ourselves from the shadow of Leo. So the shadow of Leo is being very performative, not being authentic. So if Leo is about owning your inner divinity, your radiance, your self-love and self-worth, not based on your accomplishments and achievements, but based on just being a human that is a spark of the divine, what happens is that when we don't know that, we tend to move into people-pleasing. So mask wearing, and a sense of needing to prove oneself so that the self is constantly affirmed by those around us. And this can be exhausting, burdensome, and also annoying, right? If you're, you know, the shadow of Leo is kind of annoying. It's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Tell me I'm wonderful because I don't know it. Or I'm busy, busy, busy all the time trying to get that assurances that I am loved and I am worthy because of all that I do. That's people pleasing. And so this solstice, there is a lot of energy that is supporting us in freeing ourselves from this. And the best way to free oneself is to observe how this plays out in your life, if it does, and to understand and listen to what is truly in your heart. What do you need? What do you want? And allowing yourself to receive the nourishment that you desire, and to create what you want, and to allow what is truly nourishing. And at this point in time, it's really an invitation to simplify, to move into a relationship with nature that feels really nourishing, to spend time outside, to slow down, to simplify, to relax into the beauty of life, to relax into the magic of regeneration, to notice where you feel tension and to find easy, gentle ways to release that tension. And this solstice is inviting you. It's like Big Mama saying, stop trying to force yourself into a tight container. And there's an energy that is sustaining, that is persevering, that is stabilizing in the midst of radical change. So we've got Jupiter in Taurus squaring the moon and Venus, which that Jupiter in Taurus is all about that receptivity, that embodiment, that love, that pleasure of being alive, pleasure of having a body. The pleasure of watching a sunset. And Taurus is inviting us to be in the present moment, to be in the now where all the magic is happening. And that Jupiter in Taurus is also conjunct the North Node, our destiny. And what else is really beautiful about Taurus is I always think of Taurus as a great tree. And Taurus is inviting us to absorb and assimilate all of this incoming spiritual energy and nourishment, and to release the toxins that, as this wave of light comes in, dislodges, whether they're emotional, again, emotional toxins or even physical toxins. Gently or not so gently, releases us. What we also have happening at the solstice and throughout this whole season, and really happening all the way to November, is that Pluto is squaring the North Node and the South Node, the nodes of destiny. And so Pluto asks us to go into those dark, unexplored places, to process, to feel, and to transmute, and to move forward into the unfamiliar, into the new, into the unknown that your destiny is taking you to. This requires patience, persistence, and the willingness to find the stability within, as the external world may not be stable. And the clues are, again, it's simplifying. It's going into the garden. It's relaxing. It's taking time to breathe. It's asking, what really nourishes me? And am I willing to turn myself in that direction? Am I willing to release what isn't nourishing me? What's sort of just creating more tension, and to let go and release. So Pluto is, Pluto requires surrender. It is requiring us to surrender what feels safe, what feels predictable and familiar, what is conditioned, including what we are conditioned to want. So one of the things that's coming up as people are becoming more and more conscious is some self-hatred. Oh God, we humans, you know, it goes something like, we're like destroying the earth, each other. And we've been molded by these, you know, patriarchal values, and we're racist. You know, we've been molded by racism and patriarchy and extreme capitalism. And we're seeing how this actually lives in us and taking steps, many of us, to release ourselves from this, but it requires discipline and it requires introspection and it requires compassion, not self-hatred. And it is important that we not identify with what is moving out of us. So what's also really interesting is that Pluto is like inviting us into this cauldron of transformation, but also dismantling what has been. And it's not, Pluto isn't a choice point. Pluto just happens. It's like, well, this part of your life, it's time to end. This part of your life, it's time to begin. Pluto is very much like when the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis and dissolves. And at a certain point, there's no DNA left of the caterpillar. There's no DNA yet of the butterfly. And it's a time of standstill and trust. But the same wisdom, the same intelligence that brought that caterpillar into that cocoon is also transforming that caterpillar into that butterfly. And that's where we are. And what we have also at the nodes at this time is the dwarf planet Haumea. Is Pluto's there? Haumea's there as well. And so Pluto is dismantling and supporting transmutation and digging up old polluted gunk from deep within our psyches and deep within all of the systems, our school systems, our political systems, our financial systems, digging up the gunk and showing it to us. And again, it's also happening for each of us very personally. And Haumea is this Hawaiian fertility goddess, and she has babies birthing all over her body. And she's like, have you ever been to a place that when you put something in the ground, it just grows? She's Hawaiian, and it's that incredible rich soil that you put it, you know, you plant a banana tree and that banana tree just grows. So she is like sprinkling this fairy dust and this growth factor on us, supporting us in the fertility of birthing the new earth and regenerating the land. So she is a huge symbolism of the new earth energies emerging out of the dissolving and the deconstruction and the releasing of these old forms that each of us has held within our own consciousness that we're releasing. And she is there sprinkling this fairy dust on these seeds that are rapidly growing. And in many places, you are seeing people starting to take big actions that have to do with regeneration and fertility and growing and being those new seeds. And we are the seeds of the new earth, and we are the seeds, and the earth is the garden that we are growing in. Yes, the earth is definitely going, you know, releasing her toxins and the wounds but she's also absorbing into all of her meridians this galactic energy that's pulsing in. And so the spirit of the earth is strong. The spirit of the earth is shimmery and bright and crystalline and growing. And the spirit in our bodies is growing and expanding, and our capacity to access our inner divinity, our inner guidance, to trust the unknown and to trust the synchronicities that we're moving in the direction of our destiny, even as we are being asked to really experience all of those dark, gunky places that we haven't wanted to go, drop that consciousness in. We're stronger now, stronger than we've ever been. So that love light in our heart is stronger, and we can hold space for those wounded places within ourselves and allow them to shapeshift and to allow us to shapeshift so that our thoughts are supporting our new creations. And so I would just invite you with this solstice to breathe in that beautiful light that's coming in. Breathe in that solstice sun through the top of your head, letting that light flow down into your heart, down your arms and your legs, bringing that light. We are like acupuncture needles on the earth. We are bringing that light through our bodies and and grounding it into the earth, saying hello to the earth, letting our roots sink deeply into the earth. This multidimensional shimmery light is flowing through us and flowing through the trees and flowing through all the animals, flowing into the earth, and she is radiating it back. She is great at absorbing and nourishing and stabilizing this light, and her meridians and all of the places of power on the earth are exponentially expanding, and we are expanding one another. And so I'm going to just leave you with that and also ask you, just while you're sitting with this light pulsing in, just to ask, what message do you have for me today? So I wish you love, and summer, the Cancer portal is a time of getting together with friends and family and being reminded that the mother energy, the divine mother energy, loves you unconditionally and always, is always nourishing and always available. And she really wants you to love yourself as she loves you. And she wants you to love yourself and care for yourself and nurture yourself, knowing that as you take in that nourishment, your frequency expands and your capacity to nourish others grows. So take good care. I did want to tell you that I'm going to be teaching a class through Deep Spring. The website is deepspring.org, and you can look at the classes there. The class I'm teaching is called Shamanic Journeying for Guidance and Healing. And it's a class that will support you in accessing your guides and teachers and healers in the unseen worlds in a way that you can really feel it and to receive guidance and to receive healing, but also to access that aspect of yourself that is already whole and perfect and beautiful, and also to access those messages and from your higher self. So if you're interested in that class, go to deepspring.org. And if you would love to have a reading, you can go to my website and sign up for a reading. And I am taking new coaching clients. And a lot of my coaching is actually about shape-shifting and lovingly shifting from those conditioned places into places that are more freeing. And anyway, my love to you. Take care and happy solstice.